AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of AutoLine Daily. I'm Sean McRoy filling in for John once again while he's out of town. But now let's move on to the day's top stories. As you no doubt remember, Chevrolet signed an 8-year deal valued at nearly $600 million to become the primary sponsor of the English soccer team, Manchester United. That was supposed to supercharge Chevy's marketing move into the European market. But then GM decided to pretty much yank the Chevrolet brand out of Western Europe. We thought GM might transfer that sponsorship to Opel, but that's not going to happen. Tim Mahoney, the chief marketing officer for Chevrolet Worldwide, tells AutoLine that Chevy is going to keep that sponsorship, which starts this year. Mahoney points out that Manchester United has over 600 million fans worldwide. 350 million of them are in Asia alone. Mahoney says, and I quote here, "You can already buy a black market version of the Man U jersey with the Chevy bow tie on it in places like Thailand and other parts of Asia," end quote. And that is pure marketing gold for the Bowtie brand. Customized products are becoming more and more popular, and the same is true with cars. Rolls-Royce revealed that nearly 95% of its customers in 2013 personalized their vehicles. This is good news for the company because the bespoke business helps create more emotional attachment and affinity for the brand. And more importantly, it's able to charge more money for the bespoke work. Last year, revenues for the British luxury maker were up over 30% from 2012. Yesterday, I told you that Ford was able to shave 3% of drag from the new 2015 Mustang, but let's take a look at how it was able to achieve that. The shark nose that's on the front of all Mustang naturally helps to force air over the top of the car, but designers and engineers added things like front and rear splitters, functioning hood scoops on GT models, active aero shutters for the new 4-cylinder EcoBoost, moved the side mirrors to the doors, and integrated the rear spoiler onto the deck lid. And that's just to name a few. All in all, the new Mustang spent twice as much time in the wind tunnel than the current model. Researchers at the Imperial College of London have developed a catalytic converter that they say improves fuel economy and cuts manufacturing costs. According to the World Industrial Reporter, the converter uses up to 80% less rare earth metals, which helps reduce production costs since the metals account for up to 70% of the cost of the converter. The new converter increases the surface area in which exhaust flows through, which means up to 80% less of the honeycomb substrate is required. This not only helps to reduce emissions, but also improve fuel economy by up to 3%. That might not seem like much, but with fuel economy standards ramping up over the next several years, automakers will take any improvements they can get. How do the electric versions of the Fiat 500, Honda Fit, and plug-in version of the Ford Fusion stack up against each other? We'll let you know right after this.
There's so much to love about Bridgestone's Dueler tires. The amazing traction, the quiet, comfortable ride, and they're really tough. It's like loving three tires in one.
We've got two electrics and a plug-in in the AutoLine garage this week. Very different personalities, very different capabilities. Let's go through some of the pros and cons of each one, and let's start with the Fiat 500e. The 500e is the smallest of the three cars that we've got, and there's both good and bad to that. The good part is, because it's smaller, boy, is this car nimble and really responds. In fact, I think it accelerates faster than the other two. The bad part of it, of course, is being a short wheelbase car, it's got a very pitchy ride. So it's not all that fun to drive on long distances. But of course, being an electric, it's not going to go that far. The only thing that is an issue for me with this car is the price. $33,000. Now, Fiat's advertising a $199 a month lease, but that's just on paper. Real world, you're probably going to pay $250 a month. And you're only going to be able to do that if you live in California. It's the only place that they're selling the car. Okay, on to the Fit EV. Now, this car is going to be available in 8 different states. However, Honda's only going to make 1,100 of them. So if you're really interested in it, better get out and buy one right now before they're all gone. If you want to buy it, $37,400. Or Honda offers a $259 a month lease over a 3-year period. It's a fun car to drive like the Fiat is, responsive, really good in that regard. But what really sets this car apart from the other two is, man, does it have a lot of room inside. You open up the back hatch and there's plenty of luggage space there, unlike the Fusion. So as an everyday driver, I think the Fit might be your ticket. Let's take a look at the Fusion. At least you can get this one in all 50 states. There's no limitation on it. However, boy, does Ford charge for this thing. There's a $400 a month lease, and that's with $5,000 down. That's a 2-year lease. Or if you want to buy it, $39,500. That's only $2,000 more than the Fit. But boy, do you get a lot for that $2,000. This Fusion Energy SE feels like a luxury car. It's so quiet and supple inside. Very nicely done. I especially like the way it drives, but there is a limitation. Not a whole lot of trunk room. The battery takes up so much space there. One of my favorite aspects of this plug-in hybrid is that there's a button on the console that allows you to control when it goes into EV mode. So you can drive around your neighborhood and be nice and clean and quiet, running on pure electric power, hit the button and let it go into hybrid mode when you're out on main streets or the highway. And then when you get over to your neighbors or to the restaurant, put it back in EV mode. I love being able to control that aspect of this car. So, which one of these three should you buy? Well, that depends on what your needs are. If you live in California, especially in one of the big cities, maybe the Fiat 500 is your cup of tea. However, if you've got to haul people and things around, you can't beat the Fit EV. It's got the room. And if you want to sit in the lap of luxury, you got to go with the Ford Fusion Energy. I had a lot of fun test driving these cars, and I can't wait to get other plug-ins and EVs in the Autoline Garage.
And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.